USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden announced on Wednesday that another 15 million barrels of oil will be released from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in response to recent production cuts announced by the OPEC Plus nations. President Biden says the price of oil has fallen, but gas prices haven't gone down significantly.
I come from a family. If the price of gasoline went up at the gas station, we felt it. Gas prices hit almost every family in this country, and they squeeze their family budgets. When the price of gas goes up, other expenses get cut.
The Supreme Court is being asked to block President Biden's student loan debt relief program. A taxpayers group in Wisconsin directed their request to Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who's responsible for the region. Their filing asks the program that could cancel up to $20,000 of debt for millions of borrowers to be suspended while their lawsuit plays out. On the anniversary of the 1987 Black Monday market crash, fears of another recession are looming. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says the Biden administration and Federal Reserve are not on the same page.
On the one hand, the Fed is clearly trying to tighten money supply. And on the other hand, the administration has pursued a set of expansionistic policies, whether it's the American Recovery Act, which should be the American Recession Plan, the Inflation Reduction Act, which raises inflation in the first 2 years, and then forgiving student loans.
The Houston Astros and New York Yankees are facing off to see who goes to the World Series, and that puts Texas's most prolific gambler back in the spotlight. Houston furniture store owner Mattress Mack stands to win $75 million if the Astros take home the title. Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Wednesday at the closing bell, the Dow losing 99 points. USA.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
A gubernatorial candidate out west is receiving a big endorsement.
Arizona's Republican gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake received a new endorsement from former Hawaii representative and now ex-Democrat Tulsi Gabbard. Lake said she's honored to have the endorsement. However, the newly independent Gabbard isn't stopping there. She announced she would also campaign alongside Arizona's Republican Senate nominee Blake Masters. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NFL owners began their latest round of meetings in New York on Tuesday under a growing call for the league to force Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder out. The league looking into several investigations regarding the Commanders and Snyder, ranging from sexual misconduct to financial impropriety. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay tells reporters he thinks there's grounds to remove Snyder.
You know, it's a difficult situation. You know, I believe there's merit to remove him as owner.
A Commander's spokesperson calling Irsay's comments inappropriate. 24 of 32 NFL owners would need to vote for Snyder's removal. There's more than a half $1 billion on the line in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing. It's been 11 weeks since anyone matched all of the winning numbers in the multi-state lottery. That has pushed tonight's estimated jackpot up to at least $508 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.